You should be satisfied simply to have a check, to have a house. That may be the American dream, but God's got a dream a little bigger than that.
Dr. Tony Evans talks about what happens when we discover our custom-made calling from God.
It's where your heart is set ablaze, and it's where you begin to see things you never saw before.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Society's view of success usually boils down to a list of things we ought to have. But spiritual success is becoming what God wants us to be and using that growth to carry out His agenda. Let's join Dr. Evans as he explains.
A few years ago over in Italy, I was looking at some of the artwork of Michelangelo, and he has a whole slew of unfinished carvings, where there would be part of an arm or part of a leg. It just seemed, because it really was, incomplete. Many of us, even though we have a career, have a job, have a home, have cars, feel that life for us is incomplete. We have a sense of unfinishedness about who we are and what we are about. And at the core of this is our subject for the day as we continue our series on spiritual growth, and that is the subject of your calling. Far too many of us are existing and not living because we have not gotten around to our divinely ordained reason for being. And one of the great fruits of spiritual growth, one of the great wonders of spiritual growth, is fulfilling the reason you were put here in the first place. The word we have for that is the word calling. Your calling, what we might call the ministry of spiritual growth. First of all, let's clarify the term so that we know what we're referring to. When I talk about your calling or my calling, I'm talking about the customized life purpose that God has ordained and equipped for you in order to expand His kingdom and to bring Him greater glory. One of the reasons that God wants you to grow in your faith is so that you will, in a more maximized fashion, fulfill your calling, and every believer has one. It's one of the great gifts of grace that God has provided every believer. When Paul was writing to the Ephesians, he told them in chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, "By grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not according to works, so that no man should boast." And then he comes in verse 10, after you get saved, in verses 8 and 9, and he says, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which He hath prepared beforehand that we might walk in them." That is, as part of your salvation package, there was provided you a life plan and a life purpose. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I have a plan for you, saith the Lord. Not one of calamity, but one of well-being, to give you a future and to give you a hope." The word we use for that planning, that purpose, that destiny that God has as part of your salvation package is calling. That customized life purpose whereby God has ordained and equipped you for the express purpose of expanding His kingdom and bringing Him greater glory. This calling, this divine purpose for being, is one that has been given you by the Creator. God is a God of purpose. A car only fulfills its purpose when it drives. A car stuck in a garage that won't turn on and can't carry you anywhere may be a nice piece to look at, but it is not fulfilling its purpose. An instrument laying down on a chair may be well shined and well polished, but if there is no sound coming from it, it is not fulfilling its purpose. When God created Adam and Eve, in fact, when God created everything in Genesis chapter 1, he created it to fulfill its purpose. He said, the sun, your purpose is to give light during the day. He said, stars, your purpose is to give light during the night. He told Adam and Eve, have dominion over the birds of the air and over the beast of the field. Your purpose is to fulfill my dominion. A great verse is found in Acts chapter 13, verse 36. A great verse. It reads, for David, after he had served the purpose of God in his own generation, fell asleep and was laid among his fathers and underwent decay. For David, after he had served the purpose of God in his own generation, fell asleep and was laid among his fathers and underwent decay. It says David's life fulfilled God's purpose. And then he died. The worst kind of death you can die is one where you didn't fulfill what you were put here for to begin with. You and I have been saved to fulfill a calling. And this calling is customized. It says, when David served the purposes of God for his generation, God had a purpose for David. And guess what? He has a purpose for you. And one of the reasons you want to grow and maximize your spiritual development is that you want to realize your purpose. Don't just want to live and die and it be said over your tombstone, he or she was here. The emptiness surrounds us of people who are unaware, one, that God has a calling, and then two, what it is. The beauty about your calling is that it's tailor-made for you. That's why Paul has to say in Philippians 2, verses 12 and 13, work out your own salvation. Because God has a purpose for you. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 5 says, a man of understanding finds his purpose. In the same way that you have unique DNA, in the same way that you have unique fingerprints, you have a unique calling that belongs only to you. And you shouldn't be satisfied with anything less. You shouldn't be satisfied simply to have a check, to have a house. That may be the American dream, but God's got a dream a little bigger than that. Now, don't get me wrong. It's nothing wrong with having a car or two. It's nothing wrong with having a home. It's nothing wrong with having a job. But is that all there is, Alfie? No, God wants your growth because God wants you to experience your calling. So intentional with God is this issue of calling that he has given you a unique gifting. He has equipped every believer with what the Bible calls a spiritual gift. That is a divine enablement. I like the way 1 Peter puts it when he's describing this gift. He says in chapter 4, verse 10, as each one, this applies to everyone, has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Guess what God did when he saved you? As part of your spiritual development, he gifted you. Now, let me just state a little clarity on this thing called gift. Gift is not simply a talent. You don't have to be a Christian to have talent. Non-Christians, atheists have talents, that is human ability in certain areas. A gift is more than a talent because a gift is something the Spirit of God uses to promote the purposes of God through your life. The problem is many of us have taken God's gift and have settled for using them as human talents. And the way you do that is by using your giftedness for you only and not for his kingdom. A gift is something God's Holy Spirit used. Now, it may be the same as a talent, but it does much more than a talent, and that is it promotes that which is part of God's kingdom and does not simply promote what is part of your bank account. One of the reasons many of us are missing our calling is because we're missing our gift. We have settled for a secular definition of why we are here. We have settled for the American dream, but we have missed what God's eternal purpose is and why he gave us that unique ability and that unique experience and that unique desire. Your calling can be meshed with your career. For example, my calling is my career. Proclaiming God's word is also my full-time job. Or your career can support your calling. Paul's calling was to preach the gospel to the Gentiles, but the way he paid the bills was by being a tent maker. It can be one and the same, or it can be separate, but the point is that I can identify in my life something eternal. Some way that God is using what he has given me beyond earth, and it'll show up again in heaven.
But if you haven't found your calling yet, there's a symptom that's bound to show up. And Dr. Evans will tell us what it is when he comes back in a moment with more of this lesson from his series, The Essentials of Spiritual Growth. This two-volume collection contains 16 full-length messages that explore the influences and activities that either contribute to our spiritual growth or stand in its way. Along the way, you'll discover your new identity in Christ, learn to live by grace instead of fear, and find God's calling for your life. And there's much more in this power-packed teaching series, information so important that we'd like to send you the entire collection as our thank you gift for any donation to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. Just visit TonyEvans.org or call 1-800-800-3222. Give whatever amount you think God wants you to give, and let us send you The Essentials of Spiritual Growth. But don't wait. This special offer is only available for a few more days. Again, that's TonyEvans.org. Or call us day or night at 1-800-800-3222. Well, let's get back to today's lesson now. Here's Dr. Evans.
If you are not fulfilling your calling, that explains why there's a hole in your heart. And nothing you do can fill that hole, because God has called you for something greater. And this belongs to every Christian. This thing of calling is to serve the purposes of God in your generation. What has God called you to do? If I were to ask you a question, what is your divine reason for being? How are you using your giftedness, if you even know what it is? How are you using it for that which has eternity connected to it? If you can't answer that question, your spiritual development is going to be limited, because you're not fulfilling your reason for being, and you're settling for life in falsetto. But you don't have to. The kingdom of God is like a puzzle that has been completed, but it's made up of all these little parts. I'm sure you've done it, perhaps your children have done it, and that is try to put a piece of a puzzle in a place where it was not meant to fit, and trying to force it to fit when it's not fitting, and getting mad that it won't fit. God has saved each one of us to be a piece of the kingdom's puzzle. And the Bible says he's placed each part in the body at the exact place it's designed to fit. Let me tell you about your calling. Your calling is always bigger than you. Always, because it is associated with God's kingdom. So it's always bigger than you. When God called Adam and Eve, he gave them a big job. He said, fill the earth with the image of God, because God is up to something bigger. Hey, everybody, look up in the ceiling. You remember a few weeks I had you look up? Okay, see who was here a few weeks ago. We had a bunch of light bulbs out, and so the room had a dusk over it because all the bulbs. But since then, we have changed the bulbs, and now the bulbs in the ceiling, all of them are fulfilling their calling. Every bulb has one calling: light. Light. Bulbs that are off are not fulfilling their calling, and it makes it darker for everybody. But when we change the bulbs out and we put new bulbs in so that the bulbs are fulfilling their calling, it's not only that the bulb is doing okay, it's that the room is doing better. Because every bulb is called to do something beyond itself. It's called to express light to a bigger area. And so it is. Every believer has been called, equipped, and gifted of God for God's divine purposes bigger than yourself. In the scripture read in your hearing today, Acts chapter 13, we discover the church at Antioch. And it says in verse 2, while they were ministering to the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them to do. Part of your spiritual growth, part of your spiritual development is the realization of your calling. Please notice he called them by name. Set apart Paul and Barnabas for the work I have called them to do. God has a work he has called you to do. The natural question is, how do I discover that calling? The answer is, God will tell it to you. God is not playing hide and seek with your purpose. He is not playing a game, but notice they only discovered their calling while they were, verse 2 says, ministering to the Lord. In other words, it was in God's presence that God let them know through the work of the Holy Spirit what their purpose in life is. One of the reasons you want to prioritize your spiritual growth is so you can hear the voice of God tell you why you are here in the first place. The unfortunate reality is many of us don't know the Spirit's voice. We've never heard him call our names. See, you don't want to come to church to hear a preacher talk. You can listen to the radio or watch television to hear a preacher talk. No, no, no. You want to come because you want to hear the voice of God calling your name, showing you the work he has called you to do. People get scared to say to God, whatever you want me to do, however you want me to use the gift, talents, and skills that you have given me for your eternal purposes, I am willing to do it. Folk get scared. I got some folk who won't pray that prayer because they are scared to death God's going to send them to New Guinea or, you know, Togo land somewhere. The Bible says the will of God is good, acceptable, and perfect. In other words, God gives you a passion for what he calls you to do. God does not call you outside of you. He calls you. With that comes fire. The Bible calls the Holy Spirit's coming with fire. The Holy Spirit burns. They call it in the Old Testament stirring the heart. He creates a fire. There are two ways you confirm that you're calling. You hear it, God speaks to you, but there are two ways he confirms it. Fire on the inside and circumstances on the outside. In other words, he creates the avenue on the outside, but he creates fire on the inside. It's where your heart is set ablaze. And it's where you begin to see things you never saw before. Because with God's calling, he lets you see things. He lets you see things. We started Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in our home with 10 people. We had our first leadership retreat 1 year after the church began, and then we had about 35 or 40 people. But at that first leadership retreat, with just a few guys that we had with us, I shared with them everything you see today. and the things that you have not seen yet. Because I was called, so I saw things that were not yet in existence. There were no buildings, there was no land, there was no property, there was no staff, there was none of that, there was just calling. But with calling comes fire, with that fire comes vision, so that God is taking you to places that yet are not. It doesn't have to be there. Calling is where God lets you see it, whether it's there or not. Calling. It's the ministry of spiritual growth. God doesn't just grow you for you. He grows you for Him. His kingdom, His purposes, His calling, His direction. And when He gives you this new vision of His purpose, you'll never be the same. God has a reason for you. Amen. All things are working together for good if you love God and if you're called to His purpose. You say, what do I do? Decide, Lord, I'm going to grow, I'm going to get close to you, and I'm going to keep my ears open. Spirit, talk to me by name. Show me my unique gifting. And by the way, God only hits a moving target. You can't be standing still doing nothing, talking about when He hits me, then I'll do something. You do what there is in your hand to do until God shows you what He's going to do next. And if you just do that, you won't have to find your calling. Your calling will find you. The Holy Spirit knows where you live. And He knows how to speak and not stutter. But you have to know, He's not called you to be a cul-de-sac. He's called you to be a conduit so that He can express Himself through you.
Dr. Evans will come back in a moment with a final thought about why your calling counts. But first, copies of today's message are available for you to review on your own or share with someone else. Just check with us for details on the title, Calling, the Ministry of Spiritual Growth. But this message is also part of Tony's current 2-volume series, The Essentials of Spiritual Growth. And remember, it's yours right now as our thank you gift for a contribution of any amount. But we can only make this offer available for a short time longer, so don't wait. Call our Resource Center today at 1-800-800-3222 or visit TonyEvans.org to make the arrangements. While you're there, find out the latest on Tony's new movie, Kingdom Men Rising, coming to theaters April 29th and 30th. The mainstream media has been promoting its models of manhood for years. But in this movie, Dr. Evans and a list of special guests demonstrate why there's nothing more manly than a kingdom man and how together they can change our families and our future. Find out where you can see Kingdom Men Rising April 29th and 30th by visiting TonyEvans.org. Again, that's TonyEvans.org. As we grow spiritually, the things God values become higher and higher priorities in our lives. Tomorrow, Dr. Evans will talk about one of those values and what happens when we have the faith to embrace it. Right now, though, he's back with this final thought.
One of the great reasons that you want to grow is so that your living will not be in vain. Amen. So that you will end your life like Paul. I've fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. And this is the last line. I finish my course, the course I was told to run. And then he concludes it with this. Now there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, but not for me only, but for all those who love his appearing. Why? Because they finished their race. It's time for you to get on the track and start to run. I know it may be a little unclear right now. You go before the Lord and say, Lord, show me my purpose for being. I'm going to grow in you. I'm going to snuggle up to you. And you create the internal fire and the external opportunity. Give me a vision for your reason why I'm here in the first place.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.